This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM860. The answer here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations across America and to the Caribbean, too. Hello, St. Croix. Hello, San Juan. Hello, Nassau. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping all of us free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, truckers, warehouse, factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial, mechanics, construction, bulk mail centers, and those Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, too. Thanks for keeping America rolling along. Don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website, and take advantage of all the things that are over there. All right, joining us right now, Frank Silvato, manager of the New Media Journal, and also podcast called Underground USA. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Mr. Captain.
Time to say the pledge. You ready?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance,
to
the flag,
of
the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Frank, over the weekend, somebody lobbed either some missiles or used some drones or dropped some bombs or did something at two of Saudi Arabia's oil refineries, one of them being the largest one they have, which has cut their oil production in half and cut back 5% of the world's oil production as well. And the president, right after that, said the United States is locked and loaded after the attacks on the Saudis. Now, I take that to mean that we are ready to do whatever we're going to do. However, my question to you is, this happened to Saudi Arabia. Shouldn't they be the ones doing the doing?
Yeah, they should be. I mean, I would have, locked and loaded can mean a lot of different things.
Mm-hmm.
Traditionally, it means we've got plans to retaliate. But, you know, there comes a time in world history when a country has to fight its own battles. Now, I wouldn't, you know, if we want to provide logistics and technology and all of that, that's fantastic. But, you know, it's time Saudi Arabia fight its own battle over there. Now, they have been going back and forth with Iran in a proxy war in Yemen, and that's who is claiming to have perpetrated these things. But, you know, sooner or later, the Sunnis and the Shiite have to have it out.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the stage that's being set here.
Mm-hmm.
And we best not get involved with that.
Mm-mm.
Not with boots on the ground anyway.
No, and here's the thing. We know that if there were drones involved, we're being told it was as many as 10 of them. The Houthis don't have that sort of availability to them. That's number one. And number two, if it was missiles that were fired, we're being told they may have been cruise missiles. And if that happened, then as far as we know, the cruise missiles are in Iran. They're not over there in Yemen. They're in Iran. So either way, it ain't looking pretty. And the Saudis just bought a whole bunch of military stuff from us, including, I think, a couple of warships that they've converted to use for their own.
own. And George, our friend, is pointing out there that fact, but that is a fact. They did do that.
Well, you know, and it, like I said, this is time for the Saudis are Sunni, the Iranians are Shiite. This is time. It's time. The world has been marching toward this for a very long time. Now, that said, we shouldn't allow their conflict to affect us economically over here. We've got probably the world's biggest oil reserve right here in the United States.
We do.
And I know the environmentalists are going to scream holy murder, but, you know, this is one of those times where you could literally say, you know, it's popping up $12 a barrel. If they go to war, it's going to pop up $20, $30, $50 a barrel. That's a national emergency where we should be able to tap into things.
Our reserves.
And our reserves, and then boost up production enough. Now, if the environmentalists want to, and the left want to work together to move away from fossil fuel, that's fine. But until that time, we have to take the pain off the American people and use our own natural resources while these two peoples go at each other.
Yeah, and I'll go back to, who was it that they did away with, the president of Egypt? Was it just Sadat, Anwar Sadat?
Yeah.
And
yeah,
they also got rid of Nasser. Didn't they get rid of Nasser, too?
Yeah.
Yeah, yep. This was all incurred by the Iranians with the rift that they've had for, I don't know, what, 1,000 years?
Well, since the 600s, yeah. So ever since the death of Muhammad and the split of the Muslim ideology, mm-hmm. It's been Sunnis against Shiites. You know, another thing that Iran can be doing here is attempting to create that oil crisis in the Middle East so that what they have becomes a commodity. And,
yeah.
and therefore the world would want pressure on the United States to drop the sanctions against Iran where oil is concerned.
Yeah, because they told us a long time ago they need $100 a barrel to make any money with oil. It costs them so much to produce their oil, refiner oil, rather, that could be what they're doing. I totally agree.
Yeah, you know, so you've got that two-pronged thing here, the inevitable conflict between the Sunni and the Shiite on a massive scale, with the two powerhouses going at it in the Middle East, because those are the two countries that represent those two factions. And then you've got their need for crazy oil.
Okay, we'll be right back with more with Frank Salvato, managing editor of the New Media Journal. Don't go anywhere. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Moss Nissan. Now, I was up at Newport Richey over the weekend, had a very good time up there, and some very happy campers. A proud Marine bought himself a Nissan Maxima, and a proud Army soldier bought himself a Nissan Pathfinder, and a military veteran bought himself a Murano, just like what I was driving, because I let him look at mine. He goes, boy, this is pretty sharp. I said, well, you can buy this one if you want. He says, no, it doesn't have a sunroof. So he went and got the one with the sunroof. But as a veteran, it's extremely important to me to point out to my fellow veterans that if you serve, you save at both Moss Nissan locations on new and pre-owned certified used vehicles. Now, as a result, you save thousands of dollars off a new vehicle, and you get to buy your pre-owned vehicle at wholesale price, which also gets you Moss care for your vehicle, free lifetime oil changes, free tire rotation, and much more. Now, do you have a vehicle that needs service? Well, Moss Nissan repairs all makes and all models, and you serve, you save applies on the discount that you'll get. All active duty military, military veterans, and first responders, active or retired, all get the same. So ask yourself, who does that? Well, the quick answer is nobody. And that's just one reason why I endorse and support Dave Moss Jr., and everybody at Moss Nissan, and I'm in Newport Richey, and Crystal River. Now, Moss Nissan, whatever it takes, the home of you serve, you save, and always remember to tell them the captain sent you, because that's going to get you $500 off whatever deal you make. Tell them the captain sent you, and that's $500 in your pocket off the car or truck or whatever that you're going to buy. There you go. Phone number 727-815-3095. Website Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. All right, back to Frank Salvato, managing editor of the New Media Journal. Well, Frank, not to say I told you so, But here we go again with the accusers coming by way of the New York Times. And of all people to do the accusing, it's the former lawyer for Bill Clinton and the impeachment proceedings. And after this story came out about, well, Kavanaugh did this and did that and blah, 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 then they found out that it wasn't true. And the New York Times was forced to run an editor's letter noting that the new accuser did not recall the alleged assault. So, liar, liar, pants on fire.
Well, there's two things happening here. One, the left in the New York Times is openly politicized now, so it's not really the newspaper of record anymore.
Right.
They need to paint the picture that everything that Trump has touched is corrupt, and they need to keep the word impeachment in the news.
Mm-hmm.
So they're talking about Nadler's committee to impeach the president and how they're moving forward, and we need to impeach Kavanaugh. Because he never should have been seated in the first place.
Well, did you hear who said so? The candidates: Harris, Warren, Sanders, O'Rourke, Booker, and Castro all jumped right on it.
Yeah, and they should have read the whole article.
Yeah,
you know, these people only read the headlines and they knee jerk response in order to gin up the base. That said, the two people who wrote the article that broke this story have, wait for it,
mm-hmm,
a book coming out.
There you go.
You know, so what better way to get an initial boost of those sales than to put something out there that's salacious?
Yeah.
You know, now the one thing that came out of this that I was happy to see,
mm-hmm,
was that the left has finally admitted that you can impeach a Supreme Court justice.
Mm-hmm.
So if we can impeach a because remember they say it's a lifetime appointment, you can't,
yep,
do anything about that.
Yep.
So there you go.
Mm-hmm.
So if they can play this game, we can bring up malfeasance and poor performance and bad behavior for the left in politicizing a position that says you have to defend the Constitution. Ruth Bader Ginsburg would be a number one. She hasn't ruled in favor of the Constitution in a very long time. That's bad behavior. Why doesn't the right move to impeach her?
Well, yeah, and here's the other thing. When Ginsburg does die, and eventually she will, she's been in failing health for quite some time, and President Trump gets an opportunity to appoint another, Republican appointee, they're already minus one in the category as far as how many are conservative and how many are liberal. They'll be, what will that be then, 6-3? Well, is that what it's going to be?
It's going to be a very long time before the perceived balance gets back towards a 50-50 thing, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But remember, Supreme Court's a little interesting when it comes to rulings because it doesn't always fall on along political lines because it's actually trying to execute government. Now, you've got people like Ginsburg and the hard left on there who will always go with what we believe is going to happen because they believe left. They believe ideologically left, but you know, there are some wild cards in there when it comes to decisions. This is, you know, a lot of times we see people appointed, and we go, wow, well, why did Roberts do that? You know, why did he say it was a tax? Why did he say Obama was a tax? What are you doing? You know,
mm-hmm,
they do what they want. It's a co-equal branch of government, so nothing is for sure.
Yeah, well, again, folks, if you haven't heard this, the latest Kavanaugh accuser was Hillary's lawyer in the Clinton impeachment case, who, by the way, has got a book deal, right, Frank?
Well, these are the two people who wrote the story for the New York Times have a book coming out about Kavanaugh.
Okay, there you go. So there you go, and we don't need to say any more. Now, there is a back page story that just surfaced to the front page. South Korea and their media is reporting that Kim Jong-un has invited President Trump to visit Pyongyang.
No, you know, I'm always for talking with your foes. I'm just not for bending to your foes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we saw that Trump can walk away and say no, which is beautiful. So if they want to keep talking, that's fine. But over there in North Korea, because their economy is so incredibly poor, and it is such an oppressed society, this guy is trotting Trump out like a dog and pony show to kind of infer to his people that he's working towards something that's better for them, and that's a line of BS. So if I were Trump, I would say, so what do you want to talk about, Jim? I've got stuff to do.
Now, I want to mention this quickly before we run out of time, because I want to get this in there. Ken Cuccinelli is talking about the 385,000 fraudulent asylum claims that are now clogging the system. And regardless of how many judges they throw in there, they are never going to get on top of this.
No, this is, I'm going to say two names here, and this is a perfect example of what's happening. Cloward Piven.
You bet.
When you overrun a system to the point of its collapse, that creates the chaos by which progressives have always been able to effect change to their advantage.
Mm-hmm.
So this has been a modus operandi for this coming for a while. They wanted to collapse the immigration system to allow more people to be here who will vote to be on the payroll for free stuff, quote unquote. So you are seeing Cloward Piven in action in real time with the immigration and the border issues.
Now, what do you think about the United Auto Workers last night with some, I guess it was 49,900 workers that went on strike? They're never going to get back what they lose, never.
No, they won't. I'm actually quite disappointed because, as you know, in the last election, the unions kind of supported Donald Trump, if not openly, tacitly.
Mm-hmm.
And you haven't the economy humming here. You had GM acquiescing to making sure plants were replaced, that profit sharing was going to be the best deal that's in the industry. This sounds a little greedy to me.
Mm-hmm. By the way, the president is scheduled to meet with Indian and Australian leaders here in the United States. I'd like to be a fly on the wall to listen to that one.
Well, I the closer we can get to India, the sooner we can look at Pakistan and say, we don't need you anymore. We want to pay you back for hiding bin Laden, guys.
Yeah, exactly. And other things like, for example, the Pakistan Taliban.
Mm-hmm. No, the fishy game they played with us about being able to launch over their border after 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
They're not a trustworthy ally, and with a billion people in India, yeah, that's a country that I want to have counter the Chinese when it comes to global influence. It just is. And the Indians have been pretty good to us when it comes to relations. So let's cozy up.
And finally, Social Security is scheduled to get in 2020 a cost of living increase of, it looks like, 1.6% for all of the recipients. Now, that's not as much as the last one they got, which was 2.6%, but it's still an increase.
No, it should be the same percentage as any government employee gets for a cost of living raise. That said, Social Security has been broke for a very long time thanks to greedy politicians and borrowed against the trust fund.
All right, we will talk to you on Friday, my friend.
Stay low, my friend.
All righty, Frank Salvato, managing editor of the New Media Journal. And coming up, Patrick Hyland on sports. The insurance quarterback turned sports quarterback on Monday and Friday. And, yeah, there was a lot of interesting stuff that took place yesterday. The Rays got beat. I don't know what that means in the scheme of things. We'll find out, and I'll be right back.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
You USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Rick Ocasek of the Cars has passed away. USA's John Hunt reports.
He was found dead in his Manhattan apartment. He was 75 years old. Ocasek was discovered unconscious and unresponsive by his estranged wife, Paulina Porshkova, the supermodel. He appeared to have died from natural causes. Ocasek and the band The Cars shot to fame with their self-titled hit album in 1978, which included such hits as My Best Friend's Girl and Just What I Needed. At the Cars Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction, the singer reflected on what got him started in the music business.
I'd like to thank my wheelchair grandmother for forcing me to sing in the parlor in front of her friends when I was 5 years old.
Many people also remember the Cars from the iconic pool scene in Fast Times at Ridgemont High. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our friends at the Freedom Boat Club. Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay, the largest franchise in all the 185 franchises across the country, right here in our backyard. 430 boats. And don't forget, check them out online, freedomboatclubtampabay.com, or give them a call at 855-FREEDOM, the number again, 855-FREEDOM. Well, joining us right now, we have the insurance quarterback turned sports quarterback on Mondays and Fridays, Patrick Island. Hello, sir.
Good morning, Matt Bruce.
And a fine day it is to you. Now, let me just ask you a question. We had some baseball games over the weekend, and everybody in this market that I'm sitting in, Tampa Bay, was watching the Rays to see what would happen, and they got beat by the LA Angels 4-6. So the magic number is still, I guess you got to win them all now. I don't know.
No. They're still, if the playoffs were to start today, Captain, the Rays would fly out to Oakland and play them in a one-game playoff to see who would face the Houston Astros, because right now the Houston Astros and the New York Yankees have identical records, but the Houston Astros beat the Yankees 4 out of 7 times this year, so they would get the home field advantage and a better record if they were to end up with the same record. So that's going to be an interesting scenario to see who's going to get home field advantage between the Astros and the Yankees as we play these. There's about 11 games left, average, Captain. Some teams have 12, but it's right there. And, you know, the next 2 weeks is going to determine it all.
Yeah.
The Indians are still alive. They're only two games back of the Tampa Bay Rays. So they're going to have to, you know, with 11 games left, I would say they're going to have to go about 7-4, Captain, and that would at least get them in the playoffs, hopefully the home field. I'd like to go see that game, the Tampa Bay Rays at home against the Oakland A's, the playoff in game. So
will they play it here?
If they have a better record, it's close right now. Right now, it'd be in Oakland. But if they can, I think if they can go 7-4, and obviously the A's go, you know, 5-5, 5-6, 6-5, then they would get the. I'd have to look at their matchups too, head to head. Hopefully, the Rays have a better head to head than they'd win the playoffs.
So, what else is going on in baseball? Are there any other divisions that are close like this?
No, the Braves pretty much have their division locked up. Now in the Central, that's the interesting race. You have the Cardinals, Cubs, and Brewers. They all are within a few games of each other. And, you know, with 13 to 10 games, depending on how many you've played, that can change. But, it probably will be, if things were to settle down, the Cardinals and then the Cubs. And then it's going to be between the Nationals and the Brewers, I think, for that last shot. Dodgers have their division pretty wrapped up. And see that, and they played in a weaker division. That's the thing about baseball, Captain. I'm curious of your opinion and what the audience would think. These divisions, if you're in a weaker division, you benefit. And if you're in a tougher division, you don't. I don't know if that's the best way to figure out the true winners of the season. What's your thoughts on that, sir?
Well, my thoughts are I don't think the Rays should be in the Eastern Division to begin with. I would have loved if they could have been in the Central Division. Think about that for a second, where we would have been.
Yeah, we'd be winning some divisions, wouldn't we?
No kidding. No kidding. And I realize they're in there with the Yankees and all that stuff, but, you know, there was talk about even moving the Rays at one time into the National League. Remember that?
Yes, sir, I do.
Yep.
You know,
yep.
Because you have the Marlins over there and then the Braves. Keep it all in the Southeast.
Mm-hmm.
And very, very good points, Captain. So that's it on the baseball front.
How about a little turn left, go fast? Yeah.
Yeah, out in Vegas. Martin Truex Jr. wins the first playoff race out there.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, it was exciting, though. A lot of big names there. The crazy part was Hamlin had the pole position. He finished like 18th or 20th. I have to double check.
Really? I thought it was Clint Bowyer.
I mean, Clint Bowyer, pardon me, Captain. Yeah.
Yeah.
So he was a hair off. And Hamlin, though, was looking for a little better out of him yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Just didn't happen. But now Bowyer was in the hunt, but I thought he would possibly be in the top three, and he got in the fifth slot. So now, very interesting how that played out, to say the least. It's going to be funny how it ends, you know, for the whole year coming up.
Well, this will be the last year that it ends down in Homestead, because they're going to have the race finish in Daytona.
Yeah, exactly.
They're going to start in Daytona and finish in Daytona starting next year.
And do you like that, Captain?
Sure I do. Absolutely.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, I'm glad you like it. Some people do.
They'll still be racing in Homestead. It just won't be the last race of the year.
Right, right.
And, yeah.
You know, that's going to be very interesting. Our boy Eric Amarillo from Tampa, Florida, he came in 13th yesterday, and Hamlin came in 15th. So it was something to say the least.
All right, let's go over and check out some football scores, because our college teams are all in action. Now, locally, the USF Bulls finally won a game big time, 55-16 over South Carolina State.
Right. Yeah, that was, they're on the board. We'll see if Charlie Strong can use this momentum to go somewhere with the wonderful Bulls.
One would think that this might be something that lights a fire under somebody, but we'll see. But then again, and I'm not going to go there yet, I'm going to go over to Florida State. Florida State was winning, and they found a way to lose.
Yep, and 3 weeks in a row, they had the lead and lost it. And 2 weeks ago, they were very fortunate. Missed extra point. They won that game. They're 1-2. And they should be 2-1, Captain, and very possible 3-0. And it's just not Florida State football, to say the least. I was hoping the Gators and Florida State could really have some great records going up against each other later on this year, but
well,
that's not going to be real.
The Florida Gators, you know, yeah. the Florida Gators, they came out of nowhere, and I mean nowhere, and won that game 29-21 with that 76-yard run with, what, 50-some-odd seconds to go? Holy smokes!
Yep.
Wait a minute. Let me do it right. Oh, my.
That's my boy, Nick Hubert. Oh, my.
It was unbelievable. I mean, just absolutely unbelievable the way they won that game.
Yeah, no. Hey, they're in the hunt. This week against Tennessee is going to be a big game.
Yep, and that's in Florida. It's at home, Florida. They play right up there in the swamp.
Yeah, up in the swamp.
Starts at noon.
Yeah, that's going to be a very interesting ball game because Tennessee always seems to play them tough, even though right now they're not indicating giving them a game. Mm-hmm. We'll see.
Now, Miami is doing what?
The Hurricanes? No, they're not doing much. So they're having an off year also, and it's just not the same Florida football here.
Okay.
But then you have the UCF Knights doing well, and USF hopefully will rebound, and we'll see how it ends the rest of the year.
That could be an interesting game, depending on who shows up to play. But anyway, let's go pro. Okay, so your home team, the Miami Dolphins, did what?
Oh, they look good. Captain lost 43-0.
Not bad.
Looking good. But on a serious note, I want to commend the coach for the Dolphins. They were inside the 20-yard line, Captain, with only, you know, a minute left in the game, losing 43-0. Now, some coaches would have sent the field goal kicker on to kick a field goal to say we didn't get shut out. And to me, that's Bush League. So I'm glad he tried to score a touchdown, and it just didn't happen. So, Mr. Flores, you get credit for that, showing a little class.
Okay. So in the meantime, the Bucs were played Thursday. They won their game. They play again, what, next Sunday?
They play this Sunday against the New York Football Giants.
And is that here?
That is here in Ray J Stadium, Tampa,
okay,
Florida.
And Jacksonville came so close.
They did. You know, backup quarterback, the kid's trying his best to make it happen, and they went for two. And, you know, that's the old baseball adage, Captain. If you're on the road, you go for the win when you're in the ninth inning, and when you're at home, you go for the tie. Well, the Jaguars were on the road. They had a little momentum, and he barely missed Leonard Fournette making that two-point conversion. And they probably would have won the game 14-13, but the Texans would have had 30 seconds to try to get down into field goal range and kick a game-winning field goal. But I didn't have a problem with that decision. Some people did. So that's how that works.
So let's see. The Falcons, did they win?
They did, 24-20 last night, Captain. That was a Sunday night football game.
Yeah, because that was going back and forth there for a while.
Oh, yeah, sure was. And the Bills beat the Giants. Buffalo's looking good, Captain.
Tell us about yourself, because I got about a minute left and I didn't catch the clock quick enough.
Oh, don't worry about it. We're having fun here. People know by now, I think, Captain, I help out people with insurances, Medicare, Social Security. Anything I can do to help you out in the maze of all those three, I'm here to help. And my veterans out there know I help them out with their benefits and make sure they get everything I can for them. My name's Patrick Highland. My phone number is 813-966-1052. That's 813-966-1052. Patrick Highland, you have any issues with those? And with Medicare season starting here in October, you're going to want to give me a call to get through the maze of Medicare. 813-966-1052. Patrick Highland. Have a great day, Captain.
All righty, Patrick Highland. I'll be right back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Shall return.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendovite really helped the blood pressure, really helped I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you intrigued by paranormal talk radio? You'll love the new paranormal radio app from TalkStream Live. You'll find a great selection of talk shows covering UFOs, ghosts, strange phenomena, and much more. Download the paranormal radio app now and start listening to the very best in paranormal talk entertainment. The paranormal radio app, free in Google Play and the iOS App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the Captain himself, Matt Bruce.
Hear that music, you know it's time for the beach and boating forecast for the Sun Coast and the Eastern Coast and all of Tampa Bay, brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club, Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay, the largest franchise and the 185 franchise membership group called the Freedom Boat Club. Here we go. Today, Monday, mostly sunny with a stray thunderstorm somewhere along the line during the day. Winds will start out of the north, northwest. They'll be light and variable. However, they'll pick up later today, 10 to 15 to 20 miles an hour. Some gusts in some of those storms. Seas will be 1 to 2 and then 2 to 3 later today with a light chop. The Gulf water temperature right now starts out at 86 degrees. The bay water temperature starts out at 84. And we had our low tide earlier, but our high tide is coming later at 9:48 in the morning here. So that's when you'll be out there in deeper water, for those of you that are in shallow water right about now. And, oh, by the way, let's not forget, the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay right here in Tampa has 430 boats. We are the largest franchise in the entire Freedom Boat Club organization. Now, they've got 185 locations across the country. They've got three in Canada on top of that, and they've got two in France on top of that for a total of 190. Now, right now, here in Tampa, should you join the Freedom Boat Club, you will get, everybody will get $1,000 off the one-time membership fee. Now, if you're active duty military, a veteran, a first responder, active or retired, work in the medical profession in any capacity, or are a school teacher, you'll get an extra $500 on top of the $1,000 for a total of $1,500 off your one-time membership fee. All you do is pay the balance due after that, and you're in like Flynn. And, oh, by the way, don't forget that after that you only pay monthly membership fees. So load up your cooler, bring your fishing poles, and you're off for a day of fun on the water. And don't forget, your membership also gives you reciprocity at all the other Freedom Boat Club locations. So all you got to do is go to freedomboatclubtampabay.com, the website, freedomboatclubtampabay.com, or call them at 855-FREEDOM, the number again, 855-FREEDOM, to find out more and tell them the captain sent you. And if you want to just try it out and go out and see what it's like to be on a boat, call them up, 855-FREEDOM, and schedule one of those sunset cruises where you can just hop on a boat, go out at night, ride around, and come back in, and then you'll know whether or not that's what you want to do or not. And anybody is eligible. Anybody. Okay? So there you go. 855-FREEDOM, 855-FREEDOM, and always remember to tell them the captain sent you. Now, serious stuff going on in the Middle East, folks. I don't mean to tell you, and I don't mean to labor the point. But first of all, let me just tell you, go buy your gasoline right now. Wherever you are listening to me, truckers with diesel, cars with gas, go buy your gasoline right now. Top your tanks, because I can almost guarantee you the price of gasoline is going to go up because of what happened over the weekend in Saudi Arabia, with the Houthis, or a.k.a. the Iranians, either using drones or firing missiles or dropping bombs or whatever it is that they did to strike two Saudi Arabian oil facilities, one of them the largest one, that knocked both of them out of commission, which is half of the daily output of oil, 5.7 million barrels per day in Saudi Arabia. 5% of the world. Now, it is possible that the rest of the world can make up the difference for the world's usage. However, the price has already jumped up by about $12 a barrel and climbing on the world market, which is 15% or thereabouts above what it was come Friday before all this happened. So buy your gasoline now. I do believe that even in the United States, the price of gas will go up. Now, pardon me. The U.S. and our president has said that we're locked and loaded after the attacks on Saudi Arabia. But Saudi Arabia is the one that got attacked. It was an act of war by Iran on Saudi Arabia, not the United States. So I would think Saudi Arabia should be thinking about doing something, whatever the something is, don't know. If I were them, I would go after the easy oil fields in the western part of Iran and take out some of their installations there, some of the oil fields, and then I would aim for one of their refineries and take one refinery out. Just pick one and take one. I believe Iran has three refineries. So just take one, pick it, and knock it out. That's what I'd do. Now, what's Iran going to do after that? Fire a bunch of missiles at Israel? Probably. Yep. Because they know if they fire them at Saudi Arabia, they're going to get another barrage at them. And by the way, if they fire them at Israel, what do you think Israel's going to do? You got it. See where we're going here with all of this. So this is a very, very, very tense few days coming up. And if Iran is stupid enough to keep stirring the pot, then they're going to get nailed big, big, big time. They're going to get nailed. And, of course, they have denied any involvement in the attack. They didn't have anything to do with this. Well, the Houthis, if they did it, and I say if, because we don't know that they've got more than half a dozen drones, and this was apparently a drone attack. And one, there's three different stories here, folks. One is a drone attack with 10 drones. The second one is a cruise missile attack. The Houthis don't have cruise missiles. And the third one is someone smuggled some missiles into Saudi Arabia, set them up at a clandestine location, and then launched them at the refineries. All three are possibilities. Our military is not telling us. We believe they know, but they're just not telling us what it is they know. So, speculation? You bet. You bet. And we'll just have to sit here and wait and see what happens and wait and see who tells us first what actually transpired. And I'm sure we'll hear soon enough. By the way, final segment, Israel will blow them away. Yeah, George, you're probably right. Israel is probably going to get involved in here and finally take them out and their nuclear capabilities too. But anyway, final segment brought to you by Dominic Splines and Decor in Sarasota. Dominic spelled D-O-M-E-N-I-C-K-S. They're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks in the south side of Clark Road. And all of their blinds, all of their shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They are a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And by the way, unlike the big box stores, Dominic's will also install, do on-site cleaning. They have parts. They have repairs to help you out with any problems that you have when it comes to your blind shades or shutters. So stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. Wave at the red, white, and blue Dominic's truck when you see it. That's probably Kevin driving it. And remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Give them a call, 941-922-2345, to set up an appointment for service or just stop by the store. That number again, 941-922-2345. And tell them the captain sent you. And yeah, they do business all over the U.S. of A. If you see something you like, they'll see to it, you get it shipped to you. But Dominic won't travel that far unless you pay all his expenses. And I'm talking about Dominic. By the way, I think he's down in Costa Rica right now, if I remember right. But anyway, great people down there, and I've been talking about them for years, and definitely the best of the best down there, Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Jill and the gang in the store. Stop by, say howdy, howdy. Now, I'm going to be out and about a lot of different places this week. Not sure who's going to be showing up. We understand we're going to have some special guests possibly for lunch tomorrow at the Mission Barbecue over on Waters Avenue. I'll try to check and see. But if we do, it's going to be one of the high-ranking generals that used to be over at CENTCOM that retired. And he might be joining us for lunch. And if he does, that'll be worth the price of admission, which is free. Free, I say. All right. Well, stay tuned. Hang in there, because I will be back tonight coming up on many of these stations, Huey Hewitt. And, of course, Scott James. Good morning, Scott. I hope you make it to be the mayor. Let me know what I can do to help you, my friend. All righty. See you tonight, everybody. Have a great day. It's all about we the people right here. God bless America. Stay safe, stay low, and stay out of trouble. See ya.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract.
Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.